My musical spirit, man. You know, I don't know. I listen to a lot of different types of music. I listen to, like, you know, it's not just hip hop and not just R&B and not just, you know, not just pop. I listen to, you know, light rock, you know, reggae. I'm a big reggae fan, a fan of Steel Pulse. And of course, you know, the Almighty Bob. I don't know, I just listen to a lot of music. I used to watch my cousins in the driveway, my older uncles and older cousins, and we was youngsters. They'd always be listening to oldies, and me and my cousins that were my age, the little homies, so we was thinking, man, it's tight. You know, they listen. My oldies are like Chicano oldies, more like, you know, 18 with a Bullet, you know, Bretton Woods and doo-wop oldies, you know, kind of like Al Green and Marvin Gaye, you know, but that's a little bit later down the line. I mean, well, my style of music, you know, people always try to say you have to label your music or label the artist. You know, I was doing songs, and I did a song called Sugar Sugar, so bam, they all automatically labeled me the pop, kind of like, you know what I'm saying, not knowing I was doing some D-boy raps before I was even doing radio stuff. You know, that's where I got my slang and current, you know what I mean, catchphrases, and but I put them, like, in a melodic way. But I could do it, like, in a hip-hop way, in a D-boy way, some of that super fly convertible, drop the top, candy paint, rolling on 22s with your main chica type, you know what I'm saying, get down. I could do all kind of styles. I can even do some country songs. I do a rock song. I just write to whatever the music is, you know. I never really, you know, battle rap nobody or try to say, you know, I'm the best rapper, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna be consistent and write some hits. I'm gonna arrange a chorus, a B section, a bridge, a verse. I'm gonna make the whole song complete. You know, that's what I take pride in doing. Yeah, it feels good to be doing songs with, like, big names. It's kind of weird sometimes because luckily they're all down-to-earth people, you know what I'm saying, working with the Akons and T-Pain and Lil Jon and Pimp C and E-40 and, you know, people that I was fans of, you know what I'm saying, you know, growing up and listening to, you know, it's kind of, you know, Santana, you know what I'm saying. I did a song with Jennifer Lopez, man, Santana's album, man, you know, Bash, Ronnie Ray, you know what I'm saying, from Vallejo. That's crazy. It's, like, unbelievable to me. Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny because I be up on my MySpace page a lot. I be trying to, you know, keep in touch as much as I can. It's kind of rough because I be ripping and running, whether it be my partners or the Stewie Brothers. You know, Stewie Brothers always hit me up, like, with some crazy messages, man, some funny cartoons, or whether it be Mikael, you know, shooting me a new song that he wrote, that he sang on. You know, Mikael, working with him, you never know what's going to come up. So I always check mine out myself. And no, I don't let no one talk for me because I have to talk for myself. I ain't trusting no one to talk for me, man. I just want to be remembered as a, you know, as a cool cat, you know. You know, I consider myself a songwriter, a studio rat. If I'm not playing basketball, eating some cereal, I'm in the studio, you know what I'm saying? I'm, you know, trying to create new songs, whether it be for me or I be writing for hella other folks too, you feel me?